Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Do you have a roster? I realize it's not complete. There's still some things to do.
Definitely.
Do you have a roster right now that you think could compete for a championship?
Man, we're not getting into this in May.
It's all about this, Howie.
I'm thinking about is how we can keep improving. We'll talk in September. Right. Andrew, I'm going to tell you one more thing, man.
Yep.
You and I.
Yep.
You and I, right? Like, we've been together a long time.
Yes.
I'm not going to be perfect, but I got you, bro. I got you. I promise. I got you. Right? Right? You want the one?
Yep.
I got you. I
okay.
got you. Have a little faith. Have a little trust.
You have a little faith. Have a little trust.
Yeah.
We're back live from Chickie's in South Philadelphia. Well, he told Angelo that, and that was before the Bradberry signing.
Mm-hmm.
Bradberry signs this week, and people are like, all right, now we're talking. And now there's talk of a possible trade with Jesse Bates.
Hey,
I don't know if I feel like that's going to happen, but, I mean, we can dream, man. Why not?
Twitter. Well, it's not going to happen unless you want to re-sign him.
Well, I guess that's why, like,
yeah.
I'm saying that, yeah, he wants free agency money at
yeah.
this point. Otherwise, he can just keep the franchise tag and then yes. have it for a year, which is not what you want to do. So, I mean,
because it's going to cost you a lot to get him.
Yeah, for this year, it'd be great, but I think you need to allocate those funds to other spots on the roster. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, we put it to a vote, and we have lots of votes so far. Who is more deserving of being named Most Valuable Philadelphian, Joel Embiid or Howie Roseman? And Howie's actually doing all right here, 42%. We need some of the other precincts to weigh in on this.
42% as yeah. in?
It's Most Valuable Philadelphian, Joel Embiid's 57.7, and Howie's 42.3.
Wow. I'm actually surprised at that.
It's not a bad show.
Pretty good showing for Howie. If we did this in December, I think it would be 90.
Actually, I'm more surprised. I expected it to be the other way. I did. You know, it's easy to allow your emotions to dictate where you want to vote. And maybe many people aren't as mad at Joel Embiid as we may think about the way the series closed out.
Or they don't want to give Howie as, like, because what you're saying is he's more valuable than Joel Embiid, who should have been the MVP of the
right.
of the league. And they're saying, like, no, listen, Howie's done good to clean up his own mess, but he's not being named most valuable in the city.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, too. Yep, that could be it, too. I would have thought it's an emotional vote. Yeah, right now Howie's his popularity is high. Everybody's excited about the team, that sort of thing. Disappointed at the way the Sixers season ended again in the second round. So I would have thought it would have been an easy Howie Roseman.
Gotcha. You know what?
Sort of vote.
Explaining it like that, you're right. Like, if there's ever going to be a time where people will yeah. overreact to Howie
exactly.
and be mad at Embiid, would be right now.
Yeah. So I'm a little surprised at that. Okay.
We'll see what the people have to say.
Yeah.
I agree. Scott Dallas is checking in. What's up, Scotty? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, I'm real pumped with what Howie's done. I kind of want to go over with you guys the remaining holes on the team that I need to be filled. And I think one that's been a little bit under-talked about, the last few years, we got to get a good returner. It can't be Rager anymore. Like, he's costing us too many yards with not catching that damn ball and having to go back to, like, within the 5-yard line. We really need, because it seems like Rager's going to be on the roster likely because of that contract. like that sixth receiver spot that right now I guess is probably Greg Ward. That's got to be a guy who can return punts.
Britton Covey, the undrafted kid from Utah, is one of the contenders. Also, Kenny Gainwell, maybe, Ike, because this is something Ike's been saying for years. Remember when special teams used to be the strength of the team?
Yep.
You can't say that for a while.
No, it's been a while. No, seriously. And I like Gainwell. He needs to hold on to the ball a little bit more. He is more of a
punt returner.
Yeah, he's not a speed guy, right? So he's not the speed guy. We're used to Sproles.
He's shifty.
Yeah, but he got a little thickness to him, though. Yeah. So I kind of like that. He's more of a B. Mitch type of returner than he is somebody that's going to make a bunch of people miss, or like a DeSean Jackson. He's not that type of returner. I think the kid out of Utah is just he's too small. Yeah, he's so small. My goodness. I'm not hating on the small people or short people, I'm just saying.
At least he played football
not,
my whole
not
life
a short. Last time they tried it with Jeremy Bloom, he was skier. Go ahead, Scott.
That I would even, like you were saying with Jeremy Bloom, I would even look at that Devin Allen kid. I know a lot of people look at
him. Oh, yeah, the track runner, yeah.
Yeah, like with the elite speed, because, I mean, that's the guy who's beaten Olympic champions. It's like,
and
I
at least he's
like
played football. He's played football.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at him as a receiver. I'm like, try to make that guy a returner.
That's probably what the Eagles are looking at him as. I mean, that's probably how the Eagles view him as well.
And, Scott, he may be a practice squad guy to where they try to develop him if he's not ready to play right now. But, I mean, here's what it looks like they've done. They've given themselves some options to try to find something this year. But it's not a veteran option, but it's some options.
Realized to watching those 10 relays, I was like, oh, this isn't just a guy competing in the Olympics. He's actually a legit, like, top three runner. He's got some true speed.
All right, Scott. Appreciate it.
It's a lot different when you got 11 guys trying to knock your head off, though. Ain't nobody trying to knock his head off on that track. It's a lot different.
I wouldn't bet that he makes the team, but what do I know?
It's a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they brought him in for his speed.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so, you know, and again, he played football at Oregon, so it's not like he's a track runner trying to learn how to play football and has never been hit. Right. But there's a reason why he decided to go more towards track. Yeah, because that's probably where he was best suited. But we've seen with athletes, man, today, there is no door that's closed to these guys if you still have ability. And so many teams out there are so much more open-minded to the unconventional athlete. In other words, we don't have Jordan Mailata here unless you can think outside the box.
Yeah, I was just going to say when I was talking about the sprinter was like, you know, I didn't – even after Jordan Mailata was here, there were a lot of people that were like, I'll never be able to be anything more than a backup. He's never played football before.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, look at the development.
Yeah.
So I mean, who the hell knows?
But they drafted him in the seventh round, and it took 2 or 3 years. They were patient with him. Difference is this kid is 27 years old.
Yeah.
So they're not going to wait 2 or 3 years for him to develop.
Britton Covey, does he make the team this year, Jack? What do you think? I haven't seen him in person.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they can't have a whole team of undrafted guys on the team.
I mean, their receiver room is actually deep. Some of these guys may be on a practice squad in case of an injury, but they're four deep. I mean, I don't even know who would I want off the like I wouldn't even want one of those guys because you're talking about
we know the top three:
AJ, Devontae, Quez, Jalen Reagor, and Zach Pascal. That's five.
So is Ward the guy that's on the practice squad and they bring him up in case of an injury?
I don't even know if G Ward can be on the practice squad, can he?
I don't know how it
he's been in the league. What? Since 19?
He's been in the league long enough to where he's a veteran now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So, I mean, the receiver room, and it's a good thing. I like that. I hate the years. And no offense to Greg Ward and any of the other younger guys that's fighting to try to make a living in the league. I'm not trying to crush your dream. I'm speaking as a fan here that wants the best players on my roster. It's tough having to prop up young guys that are undrafted, that – seemingly are only in the league because we can't pick receivers. So it takes me back to the days of when we had the Torrance Smalls and all those guys on the team. It's the only reason why James Thrash, love him, former teammate, but he had been cut. He was undrafted. He had been in Washington, been released, came here. It's the reason why you bounce around like that.
Right.
But it seemed like that's what our roster was littered with for the first 5 years of my career. So I'm like, man, if this is what the strength of our receiving core looks like, then we don't really have a receiving core.
No, it speaks to the – you had when it was announced that they signed Ward and before they got A.J. Brown, it was like, man, like, you can't have Greg Ward as your fourth receiver on your team. I guess they signed Pascal after that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's what Zach Pascal should be, is like your veteran third or fourth wide receiver.
Yes, yes.
That's what he should be. Yep. Not before they trade for A.J. Brown, it's like, oh, well, he's your third receiver. Like, no, he shouldn't be. No, that's not good.
No, not when you're talking about.
With Quez as your second.
We're making a playoff run and this and that and the other, man. Look at some of these. We talk about the Rams receivers. Look at what Tampa had. When it's like, dude, we.
Yeah, 3,000-yard guys.
Yeah, look what Dallas had down there. Like, man, why are we stuck with the G Wards and those guys? Like, no, we gotta upgrade this, and I'm glad Howie realized that. Again, no offense to those younger guys. But, man, we're trying to advance where we want this team to be.
Damn right.
Man, you got to do that with blue chip guys.
Let's go to Mike in Norristown. Mike, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
All right.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, Howie's still a turd in my book. I mean, I'll never forgive him for passing up on Jefferson. I can't really say on Metcalf because everybody passed on him. This is the best draft I think he's had. So I still think he needs to have a solid draft next year and the year after to actually get that, you know, I trust in him fully. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's back-to-back good drafts,
two
right?
Drafts that he needs, two more. So that'd be four straight great drafts, like that Mike from the Irish. I mean, you called him a turd. Don't you think that's a little strong?
Oh, that's way too strong.
Oh, no, he passed on Metcalf, man. Jefferson, if we had Jefferson right now with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Come on, man. Is Jefferson better than Rager?
Yes, by far.
Mike, this isn't a Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan situation, all right? Yeah, I mean, it hurts that you didn't take Jefferson. It's a huge miss. It's a huge miss. But, like, all right, he did have a Super Bowl before that, and he did reposition
right.
The team. Come on, man.
You
gotta give
bro.
Him a little bit of a break.
Let's see halfway through the season now. You guys, I guarantee you guys are talking trash on at least halfway through the season.
So you think the team's not going to be good this year?
I think the team's going to be decent. Yeah, I do. But he's going to do something stupid. Give it time. He's going to do something dumb.
Hold on. I don't know how much, but we still need a safety. But
he's done his
job. Yeah, he's done most of his job already. Yeah, now it's up to the coach and the quarterback to make him look good.
And he wasn't ever going to give it up to Howie. Which
come
whatever.
On, man.
It's fine. Just give him a little bit of credit.
It's a Howie Roseman Appreciation Day, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't officially put that on the books yet, but I'm ready. It does feel like that's what this is.
This is a preseason game for that, yes.
We do have to do it before the start of the season. Because that's never when
the season starts, then it goes down the drain because they could start off slow.
Right, exactly. So that's why the last Howie Roseman Appreciation Day that I called was before the playoff game. And I acknowledged because I didn't know what was going to happen in the playoff game, so if we don't do this now, we may not have the Howie Roseman Appreciation. And we wouldn't have after the playoff game. But now, after the draft and free agency, we can now have it again, I believe, going forward. O.G. Wade would sign up. He'd probably come in studio for the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day. O.G. Wade, how are you?
What's up, man? I'm doing good. What's happening?
O.G.?
Wade, do you believe that Joel Embiid should have been named the MVP, the most valuable Philadelphian?
Hell no. No, not even close. You know what I'm saying? You got to – well, when you're weighing things out, you got to look at – well, you saying the player or like I'm saying about the Howie and Joel Embiid thing.
Right.
Howie is that guy because Howie at least brought us a championship. Joel Embiid ain't brought us a championship. He can't even get us out of the damn second round. So how the hell is you going to put him over a guy that's been in the playoffs way more than Embiid's been in the playoffs and brought you a championship? So that's not even a close thing to do. You know what I mean? He's not the one. So we're going to move on from that. But listen, Brenton Covey should make this team primarily because we have not had a punt returner or a kick returner in years. He's also that scat guy, that little slot guy that can't nobody guard because he's so small and so quick. Even corners can't stay with him. So he would give every defense a fit. So knowing that he has that ability, I would take Jeff Ward and cut him. You know, not that I don't like Ward, but I'm just saying, look at Ward's upside and look at his,
Ward's been here, what, 4 years now? Yeah, he's been here 4 years.
Yeah.
He's been a professional, and he's done a good job in his role. But when your team grows.
What we actually could get out of Covey is way more than what we've gotten out of Ward in damn near, what, 4 years now. So, no. We're not going to do that. And like I said, this is the type of guy that we need, you know what I'm saying, to make this offense really,
ooh,
really
Kobe?
Roll on all those. Yeah.
It's like 5'8", a buck 65.
I know, you're looking at that, but I'm looking, you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at, what's the little guy that played for Buffalo right now that was with Dallas?
Cole Beasley. Beasley.
Yeah. Dope.
That stuff is a problem. That bothers you. It's like a you know, that.
That's going to be Rager.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm okay with comedy hours sometimes. But come on, you know what I mean? Rager, listen, man. Listen,
I'm just messing.
I don't
with
even want to go
you.
There.
So wait.
I'm just messing with you, man.
You do know what the most valuable Philadelphian thing is for people just tuning in? City Council actually gave it to him. They made a declaration and they made him the most valuable Philadelphian. So who are you voting for then? Is it Jalen Hurts?
It's the Duke. You better know it. It's the Duke.
Did get us in the playoffs last year. He did.
Yeah, not only that, but Ike,
31
when you
to
look
nothing
at
in the playoff game.
But I'm just saying, when you look at his, like, what he means and what he brings to this team.
Gardner Minshew could have taken them to the playoffs last year. They can't be the MVP.
Slow down. You did see Gardner Minshew throw the ball. So let's not act like with all the, you know, after that Dallas game, everybody, you never even heard Gardner Minshew's name mentioned until just now.
Yeah, maybe you heard it in that playoff game. All right, Wade. I hadn't Googled Britton Covey's name or his image, and I'm taking a look at the picture.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure anymore.
You're impressed?
Jack, have you done the same? Do you know what he looks like? I mean,
Britton Covey?
Yeah. I don't know, like the official, it's for NFL Draft Buzz. I guess this is like his official Utah, I don't know what year this is, but that doesn't look like an NFL player to me. Now, there's a picture with a helmet on, and he's tatted up, and it's like, all right, like maybe he could be that.
I can't take anyone seriously with the first name Britton. Like, that's...
I know, it doesn't roll off your... Britton Covey doesn't roll off your tongue when you're...
Like, with Merrill, like... Britton Covey.
Oh, Merrill's going to love him.
Oh, you know Merrill loves him.
Oh, Merrill's already all in, isn't he?
I think Merrill's going to love him.
Yeah, he looks like a dork, if I had to.
Oh, come on, man.
He does.
Although he was born 3 days after me, so he's clearly a winner.
So he's 5'8", 170.
Yeah, he's already won in life, Jack.
Is he taller than you, John? I mean.
He's listed at 5'8", so that would be no. If he listed at 5'8", he's 5'5". For sure.
I can't wait for the Devin Allen, Britton Covey camp
showdown. Yeah, the camp battle.
By the way, he's 25 years old, so he must have went on a mission
or
something.
Mission.
Yeah, he went on one of the missions.
That's awesome.
So he's already old. He should be ready to play.
At least they didn't take him in the first round.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point by you.
Let's go to Pat. Pat's calling from Perkasie, Pennsylvania. Pat, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Pat. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too. Disturbing. The other day, a guy called and was talking about Jalen Hurts and saying that we'll never need him to really throw a 40-yard or a 50-yard pass. And that's just been driving me crazy because there's no way we need that. You need that burst and that big jump ahead of teams. I don't get it.
He can throw a 40 or a 50-yard pass, but he can't do it the same way the quarterbacks that I think about throw it, right? Like Ike said this earlier, and he's right. He's just got to be a better quarterback with anticipation and throwing a little bit earlier and trying to put it in tight windows. He doesn't have a lot of confidence making those throws where you need to get that ball out right away and, boom, put it right on the receiver. He doesn't have confidence in his arm. But, he's not a noodle arm. He just doesn't have he's probably – what do you think? Like, he's not as far as 32 quarterbacks, is he 16 in arm strength? Like, is he somewhere around there?
Yeah, 16 or below.
Yeah,
20. For sure. Yeah, it'd be closer to 20. Yeah. That's part of the reason why he went in the second round.
Yeah.
The arm strength. You know, that they judge quarterbacks on that, obviously, and that's important to them. And so we don't necessarily throw the ball with the right amount of zip on it. You know, those balls get picked off in this league. Those balls get tipped in this league. The windows are a lot tighter in this league, so you almost have to throw with anticipation, to get the ball there. You almost like you're throwing receivers open. You're throwing a guy open versus waiting for a guy to get open. And that's the step that Jalen has to take in year three. Like, that's the step he has to take in year three. And I'm happy that at least they gave him the weapons that he'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much harder to judge how good a quarterback is when you don't have the right tools around him.
Yeah, before – I mean, there's a built-in excuse before if you go with Quez Watkins and Devontae, and that's
– Yeah.
That's the offense.
Yeah, because some of it is on them.
Yeah.
Like, Quez Watkins isn't A.J. Brown, so he isn't as good. So you need a guy like A.J. Brown who's going to make Devontae Smith even better. You know, you got to cheat that safety over there to A.J. Brown's side. You know what else is going to happen? That means there's only seven men in the box to stop the run.
Yeah.
So now Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, those guys in the backfield have a chance to go up against a seven-man front versus an eight-man front, which is what they had to do in the Tampa game because there was no real threat to throw the ball. That's why they couldn't run it.
Yep. Yeah, they said, "Nah, we're not going to let you
do
this. Now
run
what?
Today. Yeah, throw
it." And they were I put that on Sirianni big time.
Or the lack of talent that they had.
Exactly. Yeah, the Eagles just had no shot that day. Did that call happen? Was that Elliott or Joe Giglio that said those things the other day when we weren't working the show?
Oh, is that
I heard there was
about?
A lot of shenanigans going on
with
Wednesday.
Those two?
Yes. And Jack. Jack actually sounded like the voice of reason.
Per usual.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. What?
I just had to keep them in line. I mean,
Giglio with his takes.
Did they do the Wentz stuff?
They did a little bit of Wentz. Giglio was saying that he'd rather have Hurts starting on this team than Kyler.
He went all the way in. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Freudian slip where he said, "I take Kyler," and then he's like, "No, I mean Hurts."
Okay. Wade and Joe Giglio want people to believe.
Now, hold on. Where's Elliott at?
Yeah, what was
in
he
all
doing?
Of this? Where's he at?
He was saying, I think he's more out on Hurts than we give him
credit.
He
was more worried about talking about his shirt from his basketball.
And he was doing the Gannon thing.
Yeah,
he was doing the whole stuff.
He went the Gannon route.
Yeah, but how, you were the top 10 defense last year, and, they were actually good. And I labeled the quarterbacks. He's like, well, they also faced six elite quarterbacks. They were down a combined 100-0 in first quarter.
Yeah, how'd the defense look in those games?
Yeah, how look in those games?
Well, speaking of Elliott, guess who's coming up next? His reaction to the Bradberry signing. Does he agree that Howie Roseman is the most valuable Philadelphian? And does Jalen have to win a playoff game to be back? We'll get into it all with Elliott. Your phone calls next segment as well. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, BetMGM's pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Reds are using code MARKS200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game. And if either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. So sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.